Okay. Here we go. I didn't think this would be possible, but I guess if you review it enough times, anything becomes possible. Mm-hmm. 253, Simon Yud Tes. Oita Oikos Alba. Now, the pasuk here, this is the pasuk that we say when we put on our talis in the morning, actually, that Hashem wraps the light, Kasalma, like a dress.
A garment.
Here we go. So now don't attempt, here's the mistake I made. Don't attempt to try to understand this at the outset. It will become clearer in retrospect. Okay? Hinei b'lekutei Torah. You have the right page there?
Well,
Mendel, you have the same page as him. What page is it?
14.
Kuf-Kof Zion.
Huh?
Kuf-Kof Zion.
Kuf-Kof Zion.
14 different numbering systems.
490, yeah.
Okay.
Hine b'lekutei Torah shel Arizal. In the Likutei Torah written by the Arizal, Parshas Kisisu, Parshas Vayikra, Kosav, he writes an outrageous thing, the Arizal. That what? Ki asogas Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-sholoim, that the attainment, the intellectual grasp of Moshe Rabbeinu, loy hoise b'pchines pnimius techoch milo, it was not on the level of internal grasp of the highest wisdom. Hanikra Abba da Atzilus, which is called the father of Atzilus, Kolshke Misviras HaKeser, for sure he didn't have access to the Svira of the crown, Shalamayla Memena Hanikra Abba something. What does he have there for the acronym?
Aleph.
Aleph Aleph. Kiim b'pchinas achurayim d'chachma erech ampin. Oh, we're going to get to that later, because that's going to be in contrast to zeir ampin. Arich ampin is in contrast to zeir ampin. There's a large face and a small face. Kiim b'pchinas achurayim d'chachma. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu have access? He had access in achurayim d'chachma, in the backside of the wisdom, ha'muluveshes b'bina, which comes garmented and clothed and robed in Bina Hamislabeshes Bizayan Sviras Tachtonis, which only can be accessed through the seven lower spheres, Shanikra Zeir Ampin. So the three higher ones are called Arich Ampin. Keser, Chachma, Bina, Das, those are called Arich Ampin. Those are the large image. The lower seven spheres are called Zeir Ampin. Say that Torah, that's the secret of Torah. Umispashetes ad soif dalid sviras atachtoines. They reach all the way into the four lowest spheres. Shehem netzach hoid yisoid malchus. They are the four spheres of netzach hoid yisoid malchus. Vishamaisa asagas nebuase. Only there did the grasp of Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy reach, bepchidus pnimius, in an internal way. Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy did reach to the internal levels of the four lower spheres. But above those four lower spheres, there he did not have any grasp in their internal, turn the page to page 254. He only had access to the back side of Chachma Hamaloveshes Bibino Hamaloveshes Umispashetes Toich Pnimius Denetzachid Yisoid Malchus. Again, repeating the same thing. Besoid, here is the secret of Noivles HaChachma. Now, Noivles is a terminology that's used by fruit. It's the low hanging fruit of Chachma. Shalamayla of the highest wisdom above, which is Torah, Shibchina Zeirampin. This is, the smaller face of Kedichsiv. The Arizal brings a proof to all that he said. This is what it says in the Pasuk. V'ri'isas achayra, you will be able to see my backside. Upana le'iro, but you can't see my Nemius. Ayin sham, u'bishar nevuah perik aleph. Look there, and in the gate of nevuah, in the first chapter. Now, so he asks here the obvious question about this now, because the Arizal writes this in contrast to the knowledge of the Arizal and the particular Shem Bar Yochai in particular. Says the Balatanyu, L'chayri yesh lahafli. If he was able to put this in modern terminology, he would say, seriously? The Torah itself testifies that there never was a prophet like Moshe Rabbeinu. Guess what? We have no sound. I just turned it on now. Ve'eich hisig ha'arizal yoisa mimenu. How can it be possible that the Arizal attained more than Moshe Rabbeinu v'darash kama drushim ebchinis pnimius and the Arizal darshind, who knows how many drushim on a level of pnimius atayru, the internal meaning of Torah, afil b'sviris v'madregis rabbis, even on the level of the sviris and higher level shalemayim ha'chachma v'kesed atzilus. The Arizal darshind about all kinds of things that are far above chachma and kesed atzilus. So you're going to tell me that he knew more than Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah testifies, there never was a prophet like Moshe. This seems to be on face level impossible to grasp. What is the Arizal saying here? That the Shimon Bar Yochai and the Arizal grasped in Pnimius more than Moshe Rabbeinu did. What's going on here? Achainin, you could see where this would turn off, you know, people of basic tenets of faith.
I know somebody that it did.
That's only because he didn't understand his answer. The answer is so exciting. Achainin, Pasha to move in the code. The concept is really very simple and should be understood to anyone. Sheyesh hefrish gadol ben hasagas chachmei ha'emes kerashbi varizal, that there's a tremendous distinction between the grasp of the wise men of truth, referring to the mikubalim, like the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and the Arizal, shehi hasagas chachma v'das, which is an attainment of intellect, uben hasagas Moshe Rabbeinu, draw a distinction between their grasp of the intellect and the grasp of Moshe Rabbeinu v'shar Nevi'im and the other prophets, b'nevuah, who operated not through hasagas hachochma, with the concept of prophecy, is not an intellectual grasp. Rather, amechuna because of b'shem ri'iyah mamish, prophecy is visual, it's sight. As the pasuk I just quoted, he says, V'ra'isa es achayra, you will see my backside, V'ra es Hashem, or V'yera ilav Hashem, all of these psukim that refer to their prophecy in terms of sight. Now, you're going to say, God forbid, that Moshe Rabbeinu or any of the prophets saw God, V'av shezeu derech mashal, even though clearly it is only to be used in the means of a parable. Everybody understands that we're not talking about physical, literal physical sight. But the Torah only uses a parable, a way of explanation, if it is exactly comparable to the mashal. Like the pasuk says, when the Hashem appeared to Avraham Avinu, the Targum says, "Viz Galyale," that Hashem revealed Himself to him. What does that mean? Shubchinis his galus, that is a form of revelation. Shenigla elav anelam baruchu, that the concealed God revealed Himself to him in a way that was not revealed to any other person. Bepchinis his galus, in a revealed visual way that was a far greater revelation than any other human being could experience. So prophecy is a visualization of something that is capable of being visualized. But when we're talking about what the mikubalim are able to grasp, God forbid, there was no revelation to them of Hashem, which is always concealed, in a revealed way. Novas then, what did they experience if that's the case? Rakshem masigim. They were able to intellectually grasp talumais chachma hanelam umuflameam. They were able to intellectually grasp ideas, concepts that were otherwise concealed to other people. So when we're talking about prophecy, we're talking about a form of revelation, and Moshe Rabbeinu attained the greatest form of sight of that which can be possibly revealed. But the Chachmei HaEmes, the Mekubalim, were able to intellectually grasp. Not that there was a revelation external to them, but they were internally able to grasp through their piercing intellect and wisdom, they were able to grasp ideas that had up until that point been concealed. Ulechein Amru, about this level of intellectual pursuit, Chazal say, Chacham Adav Menavi, that the process of Chacham, of grasping wisdom, can go places that prophecy can't go. Because ultimately a prophet can only see that which can be prophesied, some revelation, an area of the revealed that is shaykh to the parsha, it's possible for it to be seen. But on concepts that can't be seen, they can only be intellectually conceptualized, there the Mekubalim are able to reach places that obviously can't be seen. Right? You can't, it's very simple. Nobody can smell music. But you can conceptualize it. You look at a person who's a musician, and you see what they're able to. They listen to a niggun, they hear it on a whole different level than you do it, because their intellect is able to grasp something on a whole different level. So that which cannot be seen, everybody understands, can be intellectually processed. That's what he's saying here. These Mekubalim were able to grasp with their wisdom. They were able to grasp levels that can't possibly come into a form that can be seen. Because for something to be able to be seen, it has to descend into the realm of sight. There are certain things that can never descend into the realm of sight, and therefore the prophecy is not shaykh to them. It's like smelling music. You can't smell it. Those are not the tools you can use. They're only graspable through the process of the mind. Wait, let him process. Let him, Imamish, he works this out so clearly, it's great. The things that could not have come down in a revealed way to the prophets, in the sight of their prophecy, because nothing could descend and be revealed to them. What's the lowest place that can be revealed to a prophet? Now for us, it's going to be the highest place. But meaning, what's the lowest level of godliness that can possibly be seen by the greatest of prophets? Netzachayit Yisayid Malchus. Those lower four of the spheres were able to be grasped by the highest of the prophets. Shein hein hayodas tomit. Those are the ones through which the Ribbono Shel Olam allows creation to unfold. Umizgalois. And the revealed mehamashpia la mekabel, from the giver to the receiver, bebchinas meichin v'chius, first beginning with chachma bina das, the intellectual three spheres, and then through the chius ki yadiel liyodechen, as is known to the mikubalim, shanetzach hoyd yisayid malchus shala elyon, that the highest level of atzilus of netzach hoyd yisayid malchus mislabshim betachta, and they come through that to the lower forms of the lower olamos, of the lower worlds, lahach yosei, to give them their sustenance, their life. What does that mean? Shehein hein, the highest form of Netzach Hayd Yisayid Malchus, in the highest form, hem kli ha-hashpa. They are the, if you will, the pipeline through which they are in each case, so whether it's in Atzilus, or it's in Yitzir, or it's Bria, or it's in the Olam Asiya, those four spheres are in each case the kli, they're the vessels, the pipeline, the conduit, through which within them is always the trickle of chius from the higher to the lower. B'chol ha'olamos, in each of the worlds, v'hamadregas, and on each level. Now up to the top of the next page. You don't want to drink to this? Now.
This probably will help.
Well, look, and this will help you see the kinds of things that otherwise you wouldn't be able to see. due to the fact that they are the conduit through which this life source flows, ulechem gam ken hein hein amizgalus l'nevi'im. Therefore, that is the reason that they could be seen by the prophets. B'b'chinis izgalus mamash, in a way that no other person could see it, in the most revealed way. U'b'toychan, and in what they saw, Melovish or Abina, is contained the light. Now remember, we're dealing with Chachma. Chachma is never discernible. Bina is the first place where a person takes the wisdom and they're able to process it through their own kelim. She b'chinas havanas hoelikus. That is the level of grasping this godliness. Me'er or ve'er ein sof baruch hu, the infinite energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we are to understand that contained in it is miluvashim, is enclosed achurayim de chachma, the graspable points of chachma. What does that mean? She lemadrega shelemayla me'aseichel va'avana belekus baruch hu. That's a place which is still one step above that which can the intellect can possibly hold on to. Why is that the case? Kishem Chachma. Anytime we use the term Chachma, Moira, that points not on a wisdom which is attainable, but al Mikor HaSeichel HaAvana. It's the source, it's the root of the intellectual power. That the Torah may Chachma Nafkis. Torah comes from Chachma. Torah is graspable. And therefore it comes from Chachma. Because the true reason of mitzvahs is never really revealed. Therefore, they will always remain as many reasons as we will be given. The true reason for mitzvahs is always impossible for a human being to be able to grasp. And therefore, all of Torah that we have is tamei mitzvahs. And he's going to describe that in a minute, what that whole body of Tamei Mitzvahs means. But they are mei chachma, they come from chachma. The chachma itself cannot be attained by a human.
Tamei chachma?
Tamei Mitzvahs lein izgalu. Yeah, the real time is not revealed. Now, v'gam be'ezu mikayman. Ah, you're going to say, if that's the case, well, we're dealing with all the myriad of halachas and details about that which we have, all of Shas and Paiskim, Shen Izgalim and Isparish, Ezetam, Amuvan Lanu. There are plenty of mitzvahs that we have reasons that we do understand, that we have a glimpse into. L'chore Ein Zetam, Amuvan Lanu, Levadoi. So, I'm sorry. Vinisparish is the time I'm moving on. No, and there we do have some things that we do grasp. Is that not chachma? Is lechayre einze hatam hamuvin lanu levadoi tachlis hatam ugvule. We need to understand that whatever we grasp is not the ultimate tachlis of the reason. It's not the ultimate end goal. It's not the all in and all done of Hashem's reason and the details of the mitzvahs.
So the man Yerichon
is just one reason. Ela b'toychai, the reason that Rabbeinu Shlom gave us all the thousands of details, you go through Kodshim, you go through Nezikin, whatever it is, whichever section of the Torah you want, and you're able to grasp all the details. You can be Reb Chaim Kanievsky and know every detail of all those millions and millions of halachas. The purpose is that's not the tachlis atamik vode. That's not where it ends. Ele b'toychai. We need to focus on the fact that for every detail that we grasp, that we are able to understand, contained in that capsule is meluvish pnimius v'taluma is chokma shalemayla me'aseichel v'avana. Contained in every detail of mitzvah, contained in every detail of Torah, of kachim, of taris, of all the impossible halachas that we try to grasp. We try to grasp them because contained in them is the chachma that's beyond the seichel. So if we're able to get the capsule, then we can get what's inside of the capsule. Even though we can't understand what's inside of the capsule, we're able to attain it and it becomes ours by our grasping the capsule. V'chein b'chol diber v'diber shiyotza b'pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'neviim. And so too with each and every form of speech, with every saying that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the prophets, HaKsuvim b'Tanach, that are written in our Torah, neviim k'suvim. Whether whether we're talking about the open Musar that was given through the prophets, then Sipure Maisias, or the talking, the stories, the Bible tales, Lachman Litzlan, Malovish B'Teicham B'Chinas Chachmas Alikus, contained in each every detail of those impossible to understand happenings and the things that we think that we're supposed to understand on surface level, contained in each and every story and in each and every detail of those halachas, is contained b'chinas chachmas alikus shelamayla me'aseichel, contained in each and every one of those things is enclosed, encapsulated, hidden a godly wisdom which is beyond human intellect, va'avano, and any human understanding. He says, I'll prove it to you. He says, I'll give you some examples that nobody can deny. Somebody's going to say, no, it's all at surface level. And the Zohar, Rachman Othlan, curses a person who says that Sefer Bereishis is stories. Mamish goes into a very, very severe condemnation. He says, let me throw at you an institution in Torah. There's a concept called the Kri and the Ksiv. There are many words in Torah that are written one way and are read another way. Now, ki akri hu lefi havana, the way we read it makes sense with how we read it, right? That's the logical. Haniglas lano, that's revealed, it makes sense. That's the pshat that we're supposed to intellectually grasp. But v'haksiv hu lamayla masechel, the way it's written, makes no sense at all. V'havana, makes no sense. If we're to read the word as it is written, it has no explanation in an intellectual, honest way. There's no pshat in it. Elamai, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, is pointing to us and say, Yokel, wake up! This document called Torah, these Nevi'im, you have it throughout Tanakh, there's a Kri and a Ksiv. The way it's written has no pshat to tell us that it's beyond human grasp. The way we say it, that's the Rebbeinu Shlomo giving it to us in a way that we can understand it. Or the chein ha'inyan ba'oisiyas gidoyla shebetanach, the same concept applies to the enlarged letters that we find throughout the Torah and the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim. You have these massive letters. Shehein me'alma ilo, the Zohar Kodesh writes that those big letters are from the upper world, umeirais misham begili, and they illuminate from there in an open, exposed way, beli levush, without any garment, kishar ha'isis. All the other letters are enclosed in garments. Those massive letters are straight form of godliness in some way. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Now, so he gave you two examples here of something that on surface level has no pshat, and a Kri and the Ksiv, and the Isis Gedolus. He says there's clearly something else going on with all those cases that point to something beyond human grasp. Now, that level of godly wisdom, that which is enclosed and robed in the 613 mitzvahs, that is called the stuff that we can access. But that's the back side of the wisdom. The front side of wisdom is beyond our accessibility. The back side of wisdom means that which can humanly, for the greatest humans, can be absorbed into their feeble minds.
Whenever
we use the terminology of achuraim, of the backside of the spheres, we're talking about the externality and the lowest aspect of that sphere, that level of that sphere that has the ability to go and be lowered, lislabish bibruim, to be enclosed and embodied in the various creations, to give them their life source.
But we must remember at all times not to get lost in the external trappings of it, ubchinas hapnim. But in contrast to the achurayim, which is the backside of it, there's a panim. There's an the panim and pnim are the same word, the face and the internal aspect of it. He asvira atzma. That remains the pure svira miyuchedes b'matzila that at all times remains unified with the one who is shining it, with the one who is
expressing it.
In Seif Baruch Hu, the infinite one, b'tachlis hayichud, it remains at all times unified with the Creator. Kigoyin derech mashal, on the way of a parable, sviras chachma, the sphere of chachma shim yuchedes b'matzila, that at all times remains connected and one with the one who is expressing it. Page 256. Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite one, b'tachlis hayichud, at all times it remains unified, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the utmost unity. Because we learned in the first book of Tanya, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Chachma Seyachol, that Hashem and His Torah always remain one. Uma Shemeyim Espashet b'Chachma Seyizborach Lemate b'Tachtonim, the fact that it illuminates and spreads from Hashem's Chachma here in the lower worlds, Shem Bali Gvul v'Tachlis, into a world which is full of beings that are all limited, umislabish bohem, and that which can be enrobed and grasped by them, automatically nikraim achurayim. That has to be the level of the backside of that which can be grasped by creatures. Minigrigam kein b'chinas asiya shebeatzilus. Seems to be the most contradictory concept. It's called the concept of asiya, of action, Shebe Atzilus, that in Atzilus. Says, what does this mean?
That's a high world. That's the highest, right?
There is no physical form there at all. How can you have Asiya? So he says it's a mashal. Pirsh, a derech mashal. K'may shabadim tachtim. He says, let's talk about humans. Humans on earth. Sheyesh b'nishmasai heimadrega zulamatim izu. We find in humans that there are five levels, one beneath the other. The first one is the intellectual. Then you have amidas. Then you have the emotions. Then you have the three levushim of machshava, dibur, maisa, of thought, speech, and deed. So he builds a structure here. You have the intellectual. Beneath that, you have that which reacts to the intellectual, which is our amidos, our character, our emotions, and beneath that you have our thoughts, speech, and the lowest is maisa. Now, clearly, b'maisa hi atachtona shebekulam. Clearly, action is the lowest of all them. Shachius hamispashet me'aneshama, because the life source that comes out from our souls, the generator of our being, and when it expresses itself in a deed, in an action, so would you compare that in any which way? It is like nothingness compared to the level of life source which goes into speech. Action is a much lower form. Bahari, animals can act. They can't speak. So the life source that goes into action is incomparable. It's much lower than the life source that goes into speech, which is a much higher level of existence. Which, compared to that, which no one would compare the capacity to speak to the almost infinite capacity of thinking thoughts. So clearly, no one would argue that they're in any which way similar. Umidois, v'seichel, and certainly the power of having feelings and having the ultimate power of seichel. Says kein al derech zeh mamish. We must understand that mamish in this way, Hibchidus Chachmosa Yisbarach is when we're talking about Hashem's wisdom, Mashiyuchal Lispashet Mimeno. That which can come from Hashem's Chachma, Lislabish Bitachtoinim, that is able to in any which way be enclosed and robed, grasped by any creature, Kulamim Ka'ayim Ligabe Bchidus Ponim, none of them hold any candle, hold any light to the true inner pure life source hamiyuchad b'matzil baruch hu that remains always connected to the one who's producing this. How could you compare any form of chachma that could be grasped by a thinking person to the chachma itself that remains connected to the Almighty above? It's a joke. And any form of outcome, any form of bounty, of life source, of impact that reaches any creature, that is a limited creature, it is so distant, it is so far from the one who is producing in its original form that chachma. It's far more distant than when we talk about the neshama that energizes a body, that allows it to have seichel and machshava and midas and thought and speech. And if that you think is distant, well, when you're dealing with the Matzil and the way he produces Chachma, by the time it reaches a Nivra, even the greatest Nivra, Moshe Rabbeinu, the distance is of infinite level. It's the greatest Yerida, lowerness, with Tzimtzum and constriction, Kaviyachal, Ligabe Matzil and Seif Baruch HaDerech Moshe. K'moshe Nechsheves, Yerida with Tzimtzum, L'Seichel Adam, just like we understand, everybody understands, that it's considered a tremendous lowering and a tremendous constriction to the seichel of Einstein, Hamaskil, who has the ability to understand brilliant ideas. And you compare that to the power, to that same power that has to lower itself, you're going to go compare the power that is able to configure the most brilliant Teretz to a difficult Rambam, to the brain power that needs to go in to figure out how to unscrew the cap of a bottle of soda. There's no way to compare the two, right? Ulechein, now let's go back and look at this in this light. Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, when we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, who was able to understand all the way to the highest level of graspable wisdom. Zocha, he merited Shetilos Natera. He was the one who merited that Torah was given through him. That's the lowest hanging fruit of the wisdom from above. Pirish ma shenoivel mimeno, that which drops from, that flows from the one above. The yoyed lemato, and is able to descend into this world of mislabish b'tori gashmi shalano, and it's enclosed and garbed in the form of our physical Torah and sharsh nagachas apara, and in the details of my field and your field, and my fence and your fence, and my animal and your animal, v'chulu v'chulu. Sheikara, but would never forget that the true goal of our Torah v'tachlisa and its true purpose, who kiyum ha-mitzvahs lo'yiseh se'v'yaseh, the very purpose of Torah is clearly the actual physical fulfillment of Torah and mitzvahs, the thou shalt not, and the mitzvahs of thou shalt, bepoyel, in action, umaisa, and indeed mamish, k'mayim ha-yoyim la'soysim, as Chazal tell us, ha-yoyim, that only in this world la'soysim can we actually fulfill them. By taking that incredible godly energy and putting it into the lowest form of action, and as Chazal tell us, v'godol talmid sh'meiv l'idei ma'aseh, that the reason learning is so great is because it brings a person to act. And what's more, of our loymit shalei laasay, it's a person who learns but does not have in mind to fulfill. Noach leshadapkel shel yosei, Chazal tell us he would have been much better off had his placenta preceded him, meaning that he would have, only Chazal can put it in such terms, like, oh, would he have been lucky if his placenta would have started moving in the other direction. And what's more, v'chol adam mokrech lizgalgal, the Arizal says that every person's got to come back again and again, ad sheyikayim kol ha'tarig mitzvos b'poel mamish, until he actually physically fulfills all 613 mitzvos, k'noy de Arizal. So the goal is to bridge this gap from the highest of places to the lowest of places, and the bridge to be able to do that is Moshe Rabbeinu, who was able to grasp the highest visible expressions of godliness. And due to his phenomenal access, he was also able to bring us down these mitzvahs gashmias. The two go hand by hand. Because he was able to reach the highest, he therefore was able to give us the greatest expression of godliness in the physical world. Whereas Rav Shimon bar Yochai and the Arizal were able to explain the highest levels of intellectual grasp, but it doesn't come close to what Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see in a revealed exposure of godliness. He says we're talking apples and oranges, they're not the same thing. It's not chas v'shalom in any which way taking away from the great nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu when we say that Rav Shimon bar Yochai and the Arizal were able to grasp pnimius what Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to grasp with his nevuah, because it's smelling music. It's not the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see things that no other human being could see. And the Arizal was able to intellectualize, was able to grasp through his brilliance and his siyata d'shmaya, that gift of his koyach, was able to internally process ideas that no other human was able to internalize on that level up until that point. But what we're dealing with are two completely different frequencies of understanding. One of them is that which is visible, and the other one is that which can be a conduit for the Chachmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this helps us understand what the Maranayim talks about so many times, about the learning of Torah that the Baal Shem HaKadosh taught his Talmidim, was to understand that you're learning the Chitzonius of Torah, that we have to learn every detail in the externals of Torah, but never to forget that what we're after is the Pnimius of Torah. What we're looking for is this Eirin Sof Baruch Hu that the Rebbeinu Shlaim allowed to be contained in this capsule, in this conduit, in this body called the Seichel of Torah. Contained therein is this connection with the Eirin Sof. And as the Maranayim says, that you saw B'chush when the Baal Shem Tov learned Torah, that he was able to see from one end of the world to the other, that there was no limits. Space had no limitations. Time had no limitations. He was able to see the kinds of things because once he was connected to the infinite by learning Mishnayos, but understanding that Mishnah is only a kli, he was able to access the Ur that was contained in that kli, and by doing so was able to see the kinds of visions that are way beyond any human limitation. Because they're not, it's not subject to those limitations. All right.